the most important role in the whole launch is the affiliate manager.
Yeah.
The most important part of the process, most important part of the magical process of putting a product out there is dealing with the affiliates, by far. Nothing even comes close. Your product, not even close. The launch sequence, not even close. It all that matters is the affiliates because they're your salespeople. You could sell an empty shoebox. If that was your product, if your product was an empty shoebox, you're going to get 80% of the people are going to return it, 20% are going to open it. So it doesn't even literally, the product, of course, you want it to be good for your own sake, for your name and whatnot. But that's important to have a good product. But when it comes down to it, the most important thing is your army of affiliates. So the biggest mistake I've probably made is I've been so busy with everything else that I have done kind of what you've said, neglected to be on top of them all the time. That's why it's really good either to have an affiliate manager or be uber organized so that you are able to do that job. Dedicate time every day to contacting your affiliates. Because what you want to do once you get rolling is you want to be emailing your affiliates throughout the launch process like twice a day, at least twice a day, every day. Even if there's no email going out, you want to email the affiliates and let them know, hey, this is still going on, this is still happening. And another great tip to do is put at the beginning of every email their commission, how much they're making per sale in every single email that goes out to them. So they see that. The first thing they say, right, by the way, you're making $827 a sale or whatever it is. The first thing they see, and the second tier commission that they earn as well. Because that way they're reminded, hey, I can go get second tier individuals. And you can even put the links in there for them to go get a second tier affiliate, even once the launch has started, or once your process has started.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's top of mind awareness.
In their face, exactly. Yeah. And email them twice a day, every day, once you begin that process. It's essential. So, and then what you also want to do is you want to try, if possible, which actually is not very hard, is to track the traffic that each individual affiliate is generating. And if a guy you know has a list or isn't really performing, call him up and go, hey, buddy, what's going on? You got the mail? That kind of thing. You want to be on top of them. And you can apologize in advance. This is a good little trick. Apologize in advance by saying, hey, you know what? If it feels like I'm bugging you, I just want you to know I'm just here to make sure you make the most money. So if you ever think I'm really not bugging you, I'm just here to help you do the best you can do.
Yeah.
And kind of do that in advance.
That's like that thing that you're talking about. It's like, you may not believe this, but like, because like you address the non-belief like immediately right away, you know?
Yeah.
It's a powerful thing. It's kind of like the same concept, you know?
Exactly.
You may not believe this, but that way it just kind of diffuses what
it's almost like. It's almost like an icebreaker. Like at the very beginning, what you're saying is, hey, I'm going to bug you, but you know, don't hate me for bugging you. And you establish that rapport right on day one, right at the beginning, and they're going to be okay. They're going to be okay with you bugging them a little bit. So you kind of want to be in their face if you have to be. But then some affiliates are great. They're just going to do everything. And sometimes you'll get even bigger affiliates that will do everything. But often the big guys are busy, number one. your product is the most important thing in the world. It's funny because when you're putting a product out there, if you're doing a launch or whatever it is that you're doing, it seems like it's the most important thing in the world to you. Because you are working 18 hours a day, there's a million details to think about, you're getting tons of traffic, you're getting all the customers with questions, you actually think the whole world is looking at you. But guess what? They aren't. Even though it really does feel like they are. And to your affiliates, some of them are going to be right into it because they're all excited about it, but others are going to have, you're one of like 27 things on their list. So you need to remember that you're not as important to them as you think you might be. So you need to keep getting in their face in a gentle way and reminding them, hey, promote. So that's what is essential to do. Either do it yourself if you're able to be organized enough to dedicate time every day once you begin, or get someone else to do it. You can call them up as often as you want. And that personal touch is essential. That's one of the things I'll say, that a lot of people recruit affiliates just by email. And even if they recruit by email, even if you sign them up, one thing I've done every single time, the first thing you want to do is call them up on the phone and say, hey man, it's great to meet you if you never spoke to them before. If you have, you probably haven't talked to them in a while because you're not best buddies with all your affiliates. And just go, hey, this is going to be, get them excited about your launch. That's a really important thing to do, is get them really, really excited about your launch. Make that personal contact. And that's what I've done. I've reached out, even though I hired an affiliate manager for the launch I'm doing right now, I called every single affiliate that I've ever worked with before, and I also called every single potential affiliate that I just met at a recent trade show in New York City, and said, hey, we met in New York City, I want you to know this is going to be a really exciting launch and all that good stuff, and went into the details of why it was going to be really good for them. And then I said, and by the way, I have someone that's going to be working with your dedicated affiliate manager who's there for you for everything you need. his name is so-and-so, and he's going to be your point of contact. If you need anything, he'll get it for you. But oh, by the way, if you want to talk to me, I'm available too. I'm still here for you. So you don't want to make it sound like you're too good for them.
Yeah.
That's important. I'm here, call me up anytime. Yeah. But this dude, David, in my example right now, David's going to be your guy that's going to help you out with everything. And they're always fine with that. Mm-hmm. They have no problem with that. They always know they can come to me if they want to, but they don't necessarily need to. And they usually respect the fact that you're doing a lot of other stuff and they don't really need necessarily to bug you. And then sometimes you'll have closer relationships with a couple of the bigger affiliates and you deal with them one-on-one. That's fine because these guys are going to drive just tons and tons of sales for you.
Yeah, that always puts me off whenever somebody's like they don't even say, they just like have their affiliate manager contact me. It's like, I can't talk to you or anything like that. But yeah, that's good what you said. They contact them individually. So.
It's essential, especially you cannot have your affiliate manager call up the big guns. Because then they feel like if you're dealing in a market where there are big guns, you might be in a market where there are no big guns, in which case it really doesn't matter. Or if they don't know you, they don't know the difference. But let's just say you're dealing in a market, in a guru type of market. One big mistake you can make is have your affiliate manager call the guru. Don't do that. Because then the guru dude's like, what, you're too good for me? So you really need to make that initial contact. And then you can get your affiliate manager talking to their affiliate manager. But for those, again, for people who are just starting out, this is the first launch I've ever done, and I'm not my own affiliate manager. So it's not like you can certainly do it yourself. It's not a problem at all to be able to do it yourself. And it's good, certainly, to have some hands-on experience with that. Because what it comes down to is, as far as the launch process goes, by far the single most important thing is having a very solid relationship with those affiliates. Because they're going to make your launch. It's not going to be the product. It's not going to be the sales copy. It's not going to be the webinars you do or anything. It all comes down to your affiliates and how much they get behind it. If they get behind it, you're going to do great.
There's one thing you said earlier that I think is really important, because like in my background with all the offline sales and advertising that I did, like I would run salespeople and studying how to be a good leader and manager of salespeople. I read that the most important, like a lot of people think, what's the most important part of your business, where should you focus? And a lot of people say, well, the most important part of the business is your customers. You should really focus on your customers. Well, this particular book that I read said, no, the most important part of your business is your salespeople. And if you treat your salespeople really well, and we used to talk about this a lot, but if you treat your salespeople really, really well, and you work with them, and you train them, you help them any way you can, then your customers are going to just, it's a given that they're going to be ecstatic about whatever they get and what's going on, because the salespeople will actually provide much more value, you know, in their interactions with the prospects or customers. And then with what we're doing online, the same thing applies. If you really focus on, you know, really helping your affiliates and working with them and you know, making them as successful as they can, then they're going to add bonuses, they're going to do all kinds of stuff for their prospects and their followers on their list, which is just going to help increase the income for them and you if you're the product owner. So I thought that was a real key point and, you know, really being successful. And then the other thing you said as far as like just, you know, if you have all these different affiliates and the whole top of mind awareness and stuff, which was excellent, but if you have all these affiliates and they're promoting and stuff, what we've noticed with our launches and stuff is when someone, like when a guru or, you know, a big marketer promotes more than once, then the results are just skyrocket for that particular person. So in other words, on their list, if they promote to their list once, well, their list of followers might say, oh, this is great, you know, we're gonna check this out, okay, cool, and move on. But if they promote again and again, then their followers really take, you know, they sit up and say, what is this? He's really, you know, hitting me hard with this. And then so we see peaks in their responses. So I think like maybe having an affiliate manager is very beneficial, because the affiliate manager's job would be to make sure that they keep promoting more than once. Or if you're your own affiliate manager, putting it into your process to make sure that you do something to make sure that they're, you know, promoting more than once. And we get so bogged down with what we're doing and the product creation and customer fulfillment.
You forget about the most important part, right? I've done that. You've done that. I think we've probably all done that. It's amazing how we forget about the most important
part. How much money we leave on the table by not doing that. Yeah. So a lot of times I think, in my opinion, an affiliate manager that can organize that, that's focused strictly on that.
Yeah. Worth its weight in gold.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what you end up paying them. If you do some massive launch and it costs you $50,000 for that affiliate manager, it's going to matter, because you're ultimately going to be paying them a percentage. And the reason they made so much money probably has a lot to do with them building those relationships with those affiliates. And that's what you want if in an affiliate manager. You don't necessarily need a guy who has all your typical skill set. You want a guy who's a good salesperson and who ultimately is very, very likable. And the guy that I grabbed him based on one thing. I liked him. Everyone else likes him. He's a networker kind of guy. You need a guy that's a hustler, and you need a guy that's a likable guy, because we want someone, if it's you or someone else, to be able to build a bond with those relationships, become friends. And that's what I say. My goal, what I told him before he made his first phone call, I said, your goal with every phone call you make is by the time you hang up the phone with that affiliate for the first time, they're your friend. Make them your friend. And don't do it in a fake way. You know, do it in a real way. Like, hey, I want to help you. Let's build a relationship. Let's work together ongoing. And that's absolutely my goal with every phone call that I make, is to make that affiliate my friends. Those affiliates my friends. And they are. When I have made friendships on the telephone with people I haven't ever met. And then you go meet them, and it's like you've known them forever, because they really are your friend. It's real. They can sense that you're real. And that comes through. So keep that in your mind. That's a big one. That's a huge, huge, huge point. Like triple stars next to it. Make each affiliate your friend by the time you're off the phone with them. And do whatever you can to make them happy. Like an affiliate.